Former communist era secret police lieutenant Ladislav Macha ultimately held responsible for the torture and death of Catholic priest Josef Tofar in 1950, died a free man some weeks ago. His passing went largely unnoticed until a makeshift memorial to Macha's most famous victim appeared on the pavement outside his Prague home. Brian Kennedy reports.
Father Josef Tofar, a parish priest from the village of Chihost in Bohemia, died of injuries sustained in a beating by STB secret police on 25 February 1950, 2 years to the day after the communist coup. While one of hundreds of clerics persecuted by the Stalinist regime, the circumstances of his story, the nature of his supposed crime, and the contrast between victim and perpetrator are exceptional, says theologian, priest, and religious historian Tomasz Petracek.
Josef Tofar was a parish priest who really tried to get people together, who was able to help the non-Catholic, even the communists in his parish. He tried to act as a priest, as a Christian, as a human being. But for Ladislav Macha, Catholic priest was just class enemy, and he tried to dehumanize him, and he killed him, I think, with a pleasure and without hesitation, as somebody who need to be put away to make a space for building another new progressive communist society. I think this is the most important contrast between these two persons.
It was talk of a miracle during one of Father Tofar's Advent Masses that proved to be his undoing. Some parishioners spoke of having seen a meter-long iron cross above the altar behind him move in the middle of his 11 December 1949 sermon. As Tofar spoke the words, "One who is unknown is here among us in this very tabernacle." The cross bowed forward three times in all, so one version of the story goes, then stopped in a different position, facing west. Word of the Chihost miracle quickly spread at a time when rumors and prophecies were circulating among the faithful that the godless communist regime would soon come to an end. Although he never embraced talk of the miracle, the communist elite decided to quash the story by forcing Tofar to admit that he, as an agent of the Vatican and class enemy, had staged it. It was STB Lieutenant Ladislav Macha who was tasked with getting Tofar's confession, while the party's propaganda experts assembled bogus evidence and testimonies to be used against him in an eventual show trial, including that he had abused boys in his parish. It took Macha and his minions 4 weeks to break Tofar, who witnesses say was savagely beaten, denied sleep, and kept in a cold, dark cell at Czechoslovakia's highest security prison in Valdice. When he finally staged the STB's pre-formulated confession, Tofar was taken to Chihost to demonstrate on film how he had staged this miracle. A recently discovered 2-minute recording of the reconstruction shows the priest in agony, his front teeth missing, his head and hands bruised and swollen. The incriminating close-up footage, of course, was not included in the 20-minute film the communists made entitled Beware He Who Brings Scandal, in which Tofar is seen manipulating an improbably complex police system linking the pulpit and the cross. The film was distributed to cinemas and schools nationwide ahead of his planned trial. The official cause of Tofar's death was a burst stomach ulcer. He was buried in an unmarked grave, the whereabouts of his remains unconfirmed until just a few years ago. As for Macha, he was criticized in the 1950s for his sadistic use of force, since beatings that resulted in death rather than a show trial undermined propaganda efforts. And he was moved to another department, but otherwise not punished, says Tomasz Petracek.
He was seen as somebody who ruined the political process. It wasn't for the death of Josef Tofar. It was just the plans were another. Josef Tofar should be the main witness and the main person in the political process. And by killing him, he ruined these plans. So they were angry with him not because they cared about Josef Tofar, but because they have larger plans with him.
In 1968, during the so-called Prague Spring Reform period, he was also investigated by reformist communists. But after the Soviet invasion, the inquiry was dropped and he advanced further in the security forces and later even taught law at university. In 1998, Macha was sentenced to 5 years in prison, later cut to 2 years, of which he only served half due to health reasons. He died on October 30th at the age of 95.
He was really a fanatic. He was a Stalinist, and he became a problem even for the communists. As such, he was a little bit marginalized, but not really. I mean, he made a really beautiful career even later. Perfect life with lot of money and esteem. He was brought before justice very late, and it was a great great work of another political prisoner, Adolf Razek, who died 2 weeks ago, actually.